call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, this is the time that we want to remind you, if you've not yet called your congressman or your senator and told them to vote against this bailout, this financial bailout, please go ahead and do it. The establishment is frantic to get the American people to vote for this $700 billion gift to the Wall Street bankers. And if you look at the legislation as it came out, Henry Paulson insisted that he'd be allowed to spend the $7 billion any way he wanted to. There'd be no congressional oversight. No court could review it. He could not be criticized for what he did. He could put the whole $700 billion in his pocket or the hands of his other greedy people and keep right on going. And, of course, this is not going to solve the problem. I mean, there are trillions of dollars of bad debt out there. Where's the money coming from? The United States today has to borrow over $2.5 billion or more every single day just to pay our debts. And suddenly we're going to give $700 billion that we don't have to Henry Paulson, who comes from Goldman Sachs, which is one of the primary architects of the current problem, which is manipulating the price of gold and silver so that we will have nothing of any inherent value to trade with. We're going to give Henry Paulson, you know, who is part of the group that actually created the problem, $700 billion. And that's just a down payment. It'll cost probably close to $5 trillion to solve the problem. And where's the money coming from? Well, it's coming from you out there and the lady listening audience, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to inflate away and destroy the value of your money, just like the man that we put in power in Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, a known Marxist, just as he has destroyed the value of the currency in Zimbabwe with now 2.5% a year inflation. They'll do the same thing here in the United States and impoverish our people as we move away from national sovereignty towards a world government. And, of course, they have to have a global currency before they can have their global government. That's why they want to destroy our currency. That's why they want to impoverish our people. So we will gladly accept whatever our new masters want. There is an elite. It works through the Council on Foreign Relations, of which, of course, Mr. Paulson's a member. But it works through the secret societies we describe in our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And, of course, there are new organizations become apparent all the time that are part and parcel of this occult network. And it truly is an occult network. And they openly brag about it. In fact, we offer free of charge, anybody who buys anything from us, a little pamphlet put out by the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, a frankly Luciferian organization, but some people are offended by that thought, and so they changed the name to the Lucius Trust. And you go to their website, lucistrust.org, and they talk about all sorts of warm and fuzzy feelings and about how they work with Sanat Kumara. You know who Sanat Kumara is, don't you? Sanat, S-A-N-A-T. It's an anagram for Satan. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They are Gnostics. And, of course, the Gnostic belief is that there are two gods, the good God, the bad God, and they worship the good God, and those crazy Christians worship the bad God. And you say, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the people who run the world today and the interlock of Gnosticism and, of course, the whole Brotherhood of Darkness we describe. It goes into Rosicrucianism and theosophy and Masonry and the Skull and Bones and certainly the Bohemian Grove and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and the Club of Rome and the myriad of organizations of great people out there who made a deal with the devil and have pretty prospered greatly. But, of course, they control the reins of power in the world, and it's time that the good God-fearing people took that power back. And the best way you can do it right today, you can do it. You can call your congressman. You can call your senator. You can email them. You can fax them. You can call their local office and their Washington office. and say vote no on the bailout. Because as long as they are able to control the reins of money in the world and prosper people and buy them off, or if they can't buy them, kill them, why, they're going to be able to get away with it. And they've been doing it as they killed Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy and a number of people that they have been guests on my program, people who've been trying to get information out across America. And they either kill them, bribe them, put them in prison, and terrify them. I don't know how many of you heard my interviews with the men who were, what, a couple of the men who were on the Liberty, USS Liberty, that was that was destroyed, was torpedoed, was strafed, was cannoned. They had cannons and 50 caliber machine guns strafing the ship, and they wanted to kill all the people on board. It was done by the Israelis, but it was really done in concert with the people in Washington, D.C. The significant thing about the story of the Liberty, and we'll be putting together a four-tape set on it, is that the men were ordered not to speak out, or they would be sent to prison, or worse. And they were told that, into prison or worse. And so these men, who had actually been attacked with the full complicity of the President of the United States and the Secretary of Defense, and a man named Admiral McCain, you know Admiral McCain, he was John McCain's father. He was the commanding admiral at that time there of the American fleet. And, of course, they threatened everybody on board with imprisonment, if they ever dared to tell the truth. And for 20 years, nobody would tell the truth about what happened to the USS Liberty. Only in recent years have the men had the courage to come forward and really try to explain what happened. Of course, they don't understand it. And a lot of people use the attack on the Liberty as the basis to justify their anti-Semitism, but it had nothing to do with the Jewish people. It was just that the Jewish flyers and the people on the torpedo boat were carrying out orders they got from their government. It was getting their orders from Washington, D.C., from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, we haven't heard from Chris Pinto yet, who was supposed to be with us. So if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. But be sure to call. And we don't ask you very often to do this, but call your congressmen. Call your senators. They've been told, oh, my goodness, there's going to be a terrible crisis. The world's going to fall apart. You're going to be responsible if you don't give us the money. But $900 billion is just, pardon me, $700 billion is just the down payment on this. And they're going to destroy our currency anyway. That's what they plan to do. This is just going to buy them a few little goodies for Henry Paulson and his buddies on Wall Street and in Goldman Sachs.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Our guest didn't show up, so it's you and me. But remember to call this morning, and don't put it off. We had a caller last night who told me he called his congressman and told him to vote against the bailout. And of course, then he asked the congressional aide, are you hearing much response from the people? She did. They had 700 calls the previous day, and only five had been in favor of the bailout. The other 695 were against the bailout. He said he called his senators. They said, oh, it's split about 50-50. They obviously were lying. Well, we've got Jim on the line. And remember our number, 970-689-8255, if you'd like to call. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Great. You brought up the USS Liberty incident.
Yes.
I was in the Navy then. I was in the Mediterranean on a carrier.
Which carrier were you on?
I was on the USS America.
Okay.
And it was, at the time, it was the newest carrier in the fleet.
Mm-hmm.
It is now at the bottom of the Atlantic. They sunk it a couple of years back for target practice. And
That's basically so that they can justify, building new ones, That's
sure,
how they keep the economy going by. That's the one thing, wonderful thing about military supplies, you never run out of them. You just keep destroying them and
recycle.
Right, they recycle them, but it stimulates the economy. That's what it's all about, so much of it.
Anyway, what I wanted to get to was I knew somebody on the Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone to an electronics school at Great Lakes with him after boot camp, and he was in the same class with me, and he was assigned to the USS Liberty. And he died that day.
Well, an awful lot of them died, And I think two-thirds were either killed or wounded in that attack. And our government, of course, had to cover that up. They could not let the people know that they were complicit in it, that they called back the planes that left, apparently there were two carriers there. One was a Saratoga?
I believe so. Cause we took all the dead bodies on our ship and put them in the reefers.
Well, the thing is that this was pretty. They tried the officers on the in charge of the carriers wanted to send relief, and of course, Lyndon Johnson didn't want to. Ordered them. In fact, on one occasion, one of the captains of one of the carriers, whether it was yours or the Saratoga, actually, sent a second flotilla of planes to try to protect them, and Lyndon Johnson got on the phone and told him, you bring those planes back. I want that ship at the bottom of the ocean. And that's the bottom of the Mediterranean. That's what
it almost went there.
He was relieved of his command because he dared to try to save the lives of American servicemen. And, of course, Lyndon Johnson should have been exposed. But everybody was told to be silent. Did you hear that story, or had you heard that before?
No, I hadn't. I had not heard that story.
Well, we're putting together a four-tape set.
I heard you say that.
Wonderful interviews with the men who were there who are now, all these years later, had the courage to come forward and tell. But they were frightened to death. They were intimidated. And that's, of course, how they've gotten away with so many of their crimes, whether it be the Twin Towers or what happened at Oklahoma City or elsewhere. They frighten people when they tell them, we'll put you in jail for the rest of your life, or we'll kill you if you dare to speak out. This happens in the United States. And when you get that four-tape set, you'll actually hear the men who are aboard the Liberty telling how they were threatened by our own government to keep the American people from learning the truth about the treasonous acts of Admiral McCain and, of course, of Robert McNamara and of Lyndon Baines Johnson.
When will that set be available? Do you know yet?
Well, it's just a matter of getting the time to do it. We've got three of the four interviews we have, and I think it's such an important story to get out, and there's really nothing like it.
I'll be looking for it, and I will order it from you.
All right, Jim. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I just hope that it can be used to help people understand this had nothing to do with being Jewish. It had to do with the fact that the Israeli government was subservient to the American government, was carrying out their dictates, and it was all about justifying an attack on Egypt and Nasser.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
I fear it is, too. But what's
yes.
really so frightening is that these Americans really didn't have the courage to speak out. They did the same thing with the people on the Pueblo. You know, remember that was another intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
I remember that one
North
too.
Koreans
I was still in the Navy when that happened.
Right, and of course, what happened was that they ordered those people never to tell about how they were tortured. And I remember one of the young men went on a speaking tour for the John Birch Society at that time, and he stayed at my home and. And he told me that he would be in the, you know, giving his talks and look out in the audience, and here would be a couple of admirals sitting there, you know, in full uniform, letting him know that they were listening to what they said, what he said. But they never arrested him and put him in prison as they threatened to do, because I think they were afraid to. They
yep.
were afraid the American people would be incensed. But when we understand what's happened, when we understand the truth of, really, of course, of the betrayal of people by this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. When they understand what really happened at Oklahoma City, that our government was complicit in it, and that Timothy McVeigh, according to a letter he wrote to his sister, incidentally describing a book written by Jim Keith, who died a very mysterious death shortly before his publisher died a very mysterious death, shortly before his wife died a very mysterious death. But
chain reaction, huh?
OK City Bomb, it tells about the letter that Timothy McVeigh wrote to his sister saying, you know, I am working for a secret special forces unit involved in criminal activity. Told the same thing to his cellmate there in prison, and he wrote a book and called A Secret Worth Dying For. And then he's told the same thing to Terry Nichols. And it's amazing that information has never got out across America.
I know.
And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And all of this information is readily available. That book we don't carry because, you know, most of the copies were destroyed. But I believe it's OK City Bomb. But anyway, the author was Jim Keith, who is no longer with us. I interviewed him before his unusual death. So these things happen in America. Oh, we've got a great new 4-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, which is... It tells all about the trial where the Martin Luther King's family actually engaged a lawyer named William Pepper to bring charges, a suit against a fellow named Lloyd Jowers, who had been part of the conspiracy. And they had a 4-month trial with 50 witnesses, and the jury, hearing the evidence, said the government was primarily responsible. It was a CIA operation using the mafia to kill Martin Luther King, and not a word in the controlled media. Well, we've got the 4-tape set and the book written by Mr. Pepper, An Act of State. So important people understand that. And we got a great 4-tape on O.J. Simpson goes into the Special Forces team that killed Nicole. But you're never going to hear about that either. And it was all about creating racial animosity because most blacks in America today believe that O.J. Simpson was... was framed for the murder of his wife, and other people believe he was framed, but that he was guilty anyway. The blacks believe he was innocent, whites believe he was guilty. That's the division. That's why they're going after him again, because most blacks realize O.J. Simpson was set up for the murder of Nicole. We've got a great 4-tape set going into the background of it, and I really believe it's true because I had a black woman one time who. I met at a conference, and I wish I'd gotten her name, but she told me that her brother, you know, was raised, he was raised with white folks, so he believed like white folks did, and he believed that O.J. was guilty, but he called her one morning and told her he had run into a fellow who was part of the Special Forces team that had killed Nicole. And so she actually bought a copy of my four-tape set, and I only wish I'd gotten her name and I could have gotten her and gotten her brother onto our programs. Who knows, maybe she's out there listening and get in touch with me. But it's such an important issue to understand that they do use the special forces teams of assassins. We train them as assassins with our tax money, and they're used to create incidents exactly like that. The O.J. Simpson trial was to turn black against white, and it's exactly what it's done into this day. Most blacks believe O.J. Simpson was guilty. Most blacks feel he was framed. Most whites feel he was guilty and got away with murder. And I don't believe it for a minute. If you've ever really studied what happened, after all, I think that Johnny Cochran said it best. If the gloves don't fit, you got to acquit. Somebody planted those gloves there to incriminate him, and they didn't fit him. They made so many mistakes in that, you know, in their effort to frame O.J. Simpson. Anyway, do you have anything else you want to say, Jim?
That was it. I just wanted to give you a little input on that.
All right, fine. Well, you know, that's one of the most tragic events in our history, and most people have no idea of what really happened as far as the USS Liberty. Okay, fine. We'll let you go. And
thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling. We've got somebody else on the line. Once again, our number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to get that four-tape set on Martin Luther King or on O.J. Simpson, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Dan calling.
Hi, good to have you with us this morning. Have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a couple of comments. The one thing I'd like to start with is I agree with you about O.J. I've always felt that the way that was put together, it's just an obvious put-up job.
Sure.
And you're the first one of the first persons I've heard on talk radio talking about that. But, I mean, the way they were killed is such a messy, gory way of taking someone's life that it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit with any of the other evidence.
Sure.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is in grade school we recite every morning the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
And in there it says this is a republic.
Right.
But during the rest of the day, every day in school, we're taught that we live in a democracy.
Right.
So what I'd like to propose is that we exercise or give the powers that be, the powers that are exercising this theft of our savings and our hard-earned monies in our banks, we give them an idea of what a democracy looks like. We don't have to wait for November. We have an opportunity to start voting today. We can take these cell phones and use them as a voting mechanism, and everyone in this nation can start to exercise their right to show their distaste for the way that this thing is played out by calling Washington on their cell phones. And for the people that are too afraid to do it, a one ringer, just dial their congressman's office and let it ring once. If they're so afraid that they can't voice their distaste and outrage, I think you could think of this as a Tea Party by cell phone.
Well, whether you do it by cell phone or regular phone, I think the important thing is to call your congressman's office locally and in Washington, D.C., and tell them, vote no on the bailout. Vote no on welfare for the wealthy, because this is really what it is. and it's a means of raping and pillaging our population. And it is $700 billion simply a down payment. It'll cost trillions of dollars, and they're still not going to be able to save this situation. They're going to have to bail out the whole world. We've already given a quarter of $1 trillion to the banks in Europe to try to keep them from failing. And of course, well, anyway, our number 970-689-8255. If you want to hang on to the break, we'll be glad to talk to you after.
Come and celebrate Sunday, September the 28th at 4 p.m. It's the Feast of Trumpets and Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Beth Messiah congregation will be blowing the shofar, announcing the seventh month and the Feast of Trumpets. Everyone is invited to join in the celebration. There'll be a teaching of the major importance of the Feast of Trumpets and Tashlich. That's the casting of the stone into the water. The celebration begins at 4 p.m. Bring your favorite dish to share. Anointed Messianic music by featured Messianic recording artist Jonathan Sattel. Other special celebration features, the Intercourt Praise Dancers, plus special music by the Mendez Brothers. The location, 11801 North Bend. That's the E.B. Rains Lake Park, across the street from the Northland Community Center. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
This is Ray Schonke. I played football with the Washington Redskins. Now I'm president of the American Hunters and Shooters Association. It's important to me that our next president protects our Second Amendment rights to own guns and defend ourselves. Barack Obama and John McCain will both make sure we keep our guns. But what about keeping our jobs? Barack's got a real plan that invests in creating jobs here at home and cuts taxes $1,000 for working families. John McCain? I saw a lot of cheap shots in my day. But McCain's false attacks on Obama are just a fake to hide the ball. His plan sells out American workers. McCain will keep giving tax breaks to companies that ship our jobs overseas. And he'll look the other way while China breaks our trade deals. It's the same old Bush playbook. Look, when a coach loses 8 years in a row, you don't bring him back for a ninth season. We just can't afford more of the same. Paid for by Obama for America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Is our guest still here? I guess we lost our guest. Well, our number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and it is really, of course, fascinating as you watch what's going on. It's frightening on the other hand as well. First of all, Federal Reserve, the Fed, came and agreed to pay some $30 billion to help J.P. Morgan buy Bear Stearns. Of course, wasn't that nice? $30 billion of our money to buy Bear Stearns so J.P. Morgan could get the massive assets that Bear Stearns had. And, of course, Bear Stearns, the only reason it got into financial trouble is somebody contacted everybody that had lent them money and got them to pull the money out. Suddenly, Bear Stearns didn't have any money. And then, here's when AIG was going down. Like, first, that was going to cost $85 billion. But basically, by taking on responsibility and 80% of control of AIG, they also took on something like $5 trillion of derivatives that AIG had, which means, of course, that the government's going to have to stand by those you know, as AIG goes down. And so that's $5 trillion. And where is it coming from? Well, it's going to come from the government. Where is the government going to get the money? They're already borrowing $2.5 billion a day. And, of course, they're simply going to destroy the value of your life savings, your pension funds, your annuities, your bonds, your pension fund. Everything that you have invested in dollars is going to be destroyed. You get in there this morning and tell them to stop this foolishness and stop the bailout. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in? Well, somebody will be just beeped us. Is there somebody there?
Yes,
go ahead.
This is Jeff in Denver.
Hi, Jeff in Denver. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, let me ask you this. I've called into this guy's talk show. I won't say his name, but he's a major guy who runs a show out of Atlanta, and he's an airplane pilot. And if he's an airplane pilot and he's mocking people that think that 9/11 was an inside job, for want of a better term, shouldn't a guy like that, who is an experienced pilot, know better? I mean, shouldn't a guy like that be cognizant of people that are also pilots that know that there's no way those guys could have flown those planes?
Well, I think he should, but I can't speak for him. I don't know who he is. I don't know what his motivation is, but I will tell you that there's a lot of pressure not to bring out the truth. In fact, we have some of the finest talk show hosts that money could buy on radio across America today. And so but I don't even worry about the Twin Towers coming down. I talk about the Building 7 come down. Can you explain Building 7? Can you explain the passport that somehow got out of the hijacker's pocket and out of the flaming inferno and there in the North Tower and floated down to the sidewalk? Explain to me how that would happen. Don't argue on the other, because we don't know how they did it. I mean, it was whatever they did was a very intricate a deal. Obviously, they knew what they were doing, very sophisticated demolition. So don't let them get you onto that issue. You talk about the other things. What happened to the wreckage of Flight 93 at Shanksville in Pennsylvania? Where was the wreckage, Sidney? It was over an 8 mile field, you know, 8 miles away. There was wreckage, but there wasn't anything in Shanksville. If they lied about one thing, they lied about everything. That is the message you got to get out, rather than arguing about the Twin Towers. You know, I personally believe they were controlled demolition, but I don't know how they did it. My ideas, but the Building 7 is so obvious, especially when you see the pictures of it coming down.
Are you saying that somebody's passport in a plane that exploded in a ball of fire, are you saying that their passport coincidentally could not have just fallen to the ground in perfect condition?
Well, I always, the way I liked it, basically what happened was one of the passports of one of the so-called hijackers was picked up a block and a half away from the North Tower before it fell and was turned over to the police, and there was articles in the paper about it, and you probably can still track that story down on the Internet. If not, certainly we have it. Another passport was found adjacent to the crash site at Shanksville in Pennsylvania. It was slightly burned. The other one was pristine, but the one at Shanksville was slightly burned, and it was from one of the hijackers. And that's how we supposedly knew the name of two of the hijackers. What I'm saying is, how can you explain to me how it's possible that this plane crashes into the North Tower? We saw that on television. We saw the videos of it, and there's just this big, you know, flame of fire. But how did the passport get out of the pilot's pocket and then suddenly out of the flaming wreckage of the plane and then out of the flaming wreckage there in the North Tower and just happened to drift down, to be found on the sidewalk a block and a half away? Can you explain to me how that happened?
I think if you were to ask that question to any of the major talk show hosts that you see on TV, you would be met with a stunned, blank silence.
Well, we suggest they check the facts out. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember it very well. It even was discussed in the staff report and the 911 commission staff report, which we got. And the people ought to have gotten that information and know it. And so talk about the things that there is no explanation for, the lack of any the wings or tail or any part of the plane, they're in Shanksville, and yet you find the motors in other parts of the plane 8 miles, 6 or 8 miles away. And, if that plane crashed, as we've been told, then there's no way to explain it. I believe the plane was shot down, exploded in midair, and that's why we have an 8 mile, wreckage field. But nothing where we're told the plane shot. They lie about anything. They lie about everything. And you can tell when President Bush is lying because his lips are moving.
One other question here, and I'll let you go. Is it true that they sealed William Rodriguez's testimony for 56 years?
Well, they sealed it for 50 years. I don't know how. My understanding was that there were 1,200 people who testified before the 911 commission. And only 100 of those testimonies were utilized. The other 1,100 were sealed, and I thought it was for 50 years. But it really doesn't matter if it's 50 or 56 years. They do not want the American people to know. Now, what are they concealing? Oh, they talk about privacy. Oh, we're concerned about his privacy. William Rodriguez wasn't concerned about his privacy. He's been trying to tell the story, and we've got a great 4-tape set on why did the buildings come down, and 2 hours of that is my interviews with William Rodriguez.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You need to come back to Loveland. You need to come back here.
Well, you can always invite me. I'm always available.
All right.
God love you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. And do we have anybody else calling? Our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And if you're out there, why give us a call? And because we have nothing planned for this morning, and our regularly scheduled guest, I hope he's all right. In fact, his name is Chris Pinto, and if you haven't had a chance to see the trailer for the new DVD he's coming up with, it's called The Eye of the Phoenix. It's about a 2-minute presentation, and you can find it on the Internet simply by Googling in Chris Pinto, The Eye of the Phoenix. Watch it. Because, of course, it tells you what this is all about, and very well done. I can hardly wait for it to be up, for the production to come up. We'll be back in a minute. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
This is Ray Schonke. I played football with the Washington Redskins. Now I'm president of the American Hunters and Shooters Association. It's important to me that our next president protects our Second Amendment rights to own guns and defend ourselves. Barack Obama and John McCain will both make sure we keep our guns. But what about keeping our jobs? Barack's got a real plan that invests in creating jobs here at home and cuts taxes $1,000 for working families. John McCain? I saw a lot of cheap shots in my day. But McCain's false attacks on Obama are just a fake to hide the ball. His plan sells out American workers. McCain will keep giving tax breaks to companies that ship our jobs overseas. And he'll look the other way while China breaks our trade deals. It's the same old Bush playbook. Look, when the coach loses 8 years in a row, you don't bring him back for a ninth season. We just can't afford more of the same. Paid for by Obama for America.
Come and celebrate Sunday, September the 28th at 4 p.m. It's the Feast of Trumpets and Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Beth Messiah congregation will be blowing the shofar, announcing the seventh month and the Feast of Trumpets. Everyone is invited to join in the celebration. There'll be a teaching of the major importance of the Feast of Trumpets and Tashlik. That's the casting of the stone into the water. The celebration begins at 4 p.m. Bring your favorite dish to share. Anointed Messianic music by featured Messianic recording artist Jonathan Sattel. Other special celebration features, the Intercourt Praise Dancers, plus special music by the Mendez Brothers. The location, 11801 North Bend. That's the E.B. Rains Lake Park, across the street from the Northland Community Center. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and who do we have on the line? Who's
this
calling?
Is Dana.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, fine. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I can't say his their name correctly. It's the Abu family. Abu. You named it earlier when you named all the skull and bone and all that. And then you named it at the end. It's Abu. They have a retreat once a year, and only the big. They're the head of all the secret societies and stuff. Could you explain more about
them? I'm really not acquainted with that. You're not talking about the Bohemian Grove, are you?
No, it's a family. It starts with a B.
I really don't know what that would be. So go ahead. What are we going to ask about it?
Yeah, I want you. You named it earlier. It's a family. It's Bellaball. I can't really pronounce it right.
I'm afraid that. What were we talking about at the time?
Earlier, you were listing the skull bones. You listed all the different societies. Masons and everybody, and then you named them at the end of it.
Well, when was this? Because I don't recall doing that this morning.
Yeah, you did. I heard you this morning. You said it this morning. You said their name again.
All right. Well, was there a program on before my program?
No, it was your program. You named their name.
All right, fine. Well, I'm afraid I really can't help you. I wish I could. Maybe somebody else could call in and would know the answer to the question, but... What was your specific question? You wonder who these people were?
Yeah, who they are and they're, you know, where they're from and stuff. I know they're the head of all the secret societies, and they have a retreat in different places in the world once a year where they
that's all the Bilderbergers that you're speaking of.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Okay, the Bilderbergers meet now. They are simply one of a myriad of organizations. They were originally organized in 1954 by Prince Barnhart of the Netherlands, and David Rockefeller goes there every year, and there are certain people who go every year, and then other people will go maybe just occasionally. Hillary's been there. John Edwards was there. There's a question that maybe Obama went this year, although we really can't be certain. They've never published it, but he was in the area of the Bilderberger meeting just before the meeting was held, but that is simply speculation. But we do know that Bill Clinton went in 1992 and was picked to become the next president of the United States. They're very, very powerful, very wealthy, very evil. They are deeply involved in the occult and all sorts of criminal activities, and there's a wonderful book called Satanic Crimes that goes into that, into the Bilderbergers and their involvement with pedophilia and all sorts of perversion. And we have a 4-tape set on Satanic Crimes that goes into the same material. Anything else you wanted to say?
Is that group coming from, what's their bloodline, do you know?
Well, they are basically, they are the financial leaders of Europe and of the United States.
They're what now, what's the United States?
They're the financial leaders of Europe and the United States.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And who else do we have online?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I just tuned in this morning. I wondered if anyone had called about Richard Gage speaking tonight in Denver.
No, I didn't know he was going to be there.
Hey, he will be.
Talking about?
He's here for the Architects and Engineers Conference, but he will be speaking at the Denver Marriott Tech Center near Bellevue and I-25. At 7 p.m.
Are you going to be going to hear him?
Yes, definitely. I think the title is 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, the Architecture of Destruction.
Yes, he does an excellent job. In fact, we carry his DVD. We think it's one of the most important ones we have.
Well, God bless you and everyone that's speaking out for truth.
Well, all we can do is try to get the American people to realize that what happened on 9/11 was not what we were told. It happened. They needed an excuse to go to war. The plans were already made to go to war. The plans were on the president's desk, but how are you going to get the American people to go along with the attack? Plans were all planned that they needed so that they could put an oil line to Afghanistan. Well, of course, 9/11 gave them the excuse. We had troops on the ground within 3 weeks. 3 weeks from the time of the attack, we had troops on the ground. We went in there to catch the wicked Osama bin Laden, but he got away. So if he got away, why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? Nobody ever wants to ask that question. If we went there to get al-Qaeda and bin Laden and they escaped into Pakistan, then why didn't we go into Pakistan after him? but at first we didn't. We said, why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? Because it had nothing to do with 9/11. They wanted to go into war with Afghanistan to fight the Taliban that had been created by our own Central Intelligence Agency and by our U.S. AID, United States Agency for International Development, which put out $51 million for Arabic textbooks to indoctrinate the youth of Afghanistan and Pakistan in this radical form of Islam, which is the cadre that created the Taliban that are killing our boys in Afghanistan, and we're killing them. And anybody who doubts that, we have a wonderful clipping on that. It's called The ABCs of Jihad, going into the fact that our own government was training these young men in this radical form of Islam. Why in heaven's name would you do something like that? Why, to create an enemy, of course. One of the best enemies your U.S. tax dollars could buy. So it's really so tragic. And I commend you for going to see Richard Gates. I certainly hope that everybody in the listening audience will go there and hear him. He does a great job.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for doing what you do with so much courage and doing it so well. It's a blessing to us all. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless and thank you. I appreciate your praise, and I appreciate the fact that you're involved as well. And this is what we need, more and more people who are willing to take a stand at this time in history. And if you have not yet called your congressmen and your senators and told them to vote against the bailout, do it now. And people say, oh, the world's going to fall apart. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's going to fall apart anyway. God's going to bring his judgment on this nation. But the last thing we want to do is give more money to the criminal element. These wealthy criminals from Goldman Sachs, like Henry Paulson, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, and Ben Bernanke, longtime member of the Federal Reserve Board, which is really a privately owned central bank, created for the bankers, by the bankers, to enrich the bankers and to impoverish our people. The job was to give us a stable currency. The house that I bought for $40,000 in 1960 is now selling for about $3 million. Have they given us a stable currency? No way. We'll be right back.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and the dollar is going to be decertified as the reserve currency of the world. It's only a matter of time. You've got to start making your preparations. You have to understand what's going on and how we got here. If you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami, we gave it a couple of years ago, but it's just as apropos today as it was. In fact, it was almost prophetic when we gave it. Looking back, you get that along with the syllabus. Explains to you, you know, about the money, where the gold is, and of course, lots of great information in the Financial Tsunami syllabus and talk DVD. And then, of course, we have the little pamphlets called The History of Money and the Financial Meltdown. And I think they're $3.95 for each one, plus postage. And, of course, if you get them with the other things, you need to have this information. You need to study it. The best single book on what's going on is called The Creature from Jekyll Island. We also carry Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and a book written 100 years ago by Andrew Dickinson White, who was dean, I believe, of Cornell College, and of course it was called Fiat Money Inflation in France. And if you read that information and study it, you'll know more than most economic professors, and you'll understand that we have a fraudulent system that's doomed to failure, as in the process of failing now. And of course, the solution, well, let's get us involved in a war. Let's get us involved in another war, and that, of course, we can increase the government control over the people's lives and move towards our fascist society. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that some of you from Colorado can come to our all-day conference we're going to be having on the 26th of October. That's the 26th of next month. And basically, of course, it's going to be starting about 8 o'clock in the morning, going to go to 5:30 in the evening. We're going to serve lunch, so you got to have a reservation. We're bringing in Joanna Michelson, who was a medium and in contact with the spiritual entities from the other dimension. Certainly Dr. Blaylock will be here talking on medicine. Patrick Wood will be here talking on the financial collapse. Michael Shaw will be talking about the Agenda 21 and sustainable development. Anyway, it'll be a great program. We do hope you can come. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we put a plug in for my ministry, Radio Liberty. We can always use your help, especially in times like these. And if you are in a position to help us, you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our best four tapes or CDs of the month and our newsletter. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can watch our section on other videos. Certainly you can read our newsletters. You can listen to our radio programs there on the Internet and help us get the truth out across America. It's up to you. You've got to reach as many people as you can in the time that we have. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis in America. It's only a matter of time before either we have a